All right, we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and we're chatting here over the phone with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Yusha Reddy as City Commission has a meeting tonight, 7 p.m. at the City Commission chambers at City Hall, and taking some extensive and practicing social distancing. It's citywide happening. And Yusha, you brought this up in the last segment. Before I get going here, I want to make sure we aren't taking any phone calls this hour. If you do have a question and want to pass along, you can email those to studio@1350kman.com, and I'll read those. I'll pass those along here to Mayor Reddy and City Manager Fear. Again, email those to studio@1350kman.com. And Mayor, you were mentioning here last segment about everybody seems to be stepping up here as far as the business community. We've seen a lot of restaurants taking some additional measures here. Self-regulating here because it's really difficult, I know, to order some of these businesses to do this. But what's been your impression here from the business community?
I think they've been very responsive. I understand their concerns. You know, I think we want our community to be vibrant and thriving. And a big part of that is our small businesses. They've been impacted by online sales and people less, foot traffic in some of these areas. And as we're trying to put more improvements into Aggieville and working with downtown as well and our mall, all of a sudden we're telling people not to go shopping, not to go to restaurants, not to go to movie theaters. That's not a position we want to be in. So we need to find a way to soften that blow. And that's why we need to work with our state and federal agencies. Not only do we need those businesses, but they're the ones who are going to employ everybody back, because we're going to have employees that are hourly paid that will not have a paycheck at the end of a few weeks from now. So those are things we need to take into consideration. I think a lot of businesses, like I said, we've worked closely with them. We will look at what the president recommended as far as the 10 people per gathering, or what the state, they recommended the 50, and see what we need to look at closer and see what we need to do. If we need to do more, maybe we don't have to do anything else. But my first, second, and third priority for the city of Manhattan is to keep as many people conforming to the social distance piece that they've suggested. That's a small piece of what we can do, because if one person is, if we have one death, that means thousands of people have already been touched by the virus. The young folks, or anybody for that matter, won't show symptoms for at least 5 days. They're just carriers. And once you have a symptom, yeah, you might come out negative. But the elderly or the most vulnerable won't come out negative. They might be positive, and that could lead to death. And we are trying to prevent what's happened in Italy in the United States. And we are trying to do our part, what we can, for the city of Manhattan, because that's where we have our control. We can't control the rest of the world, but we can control the city of Manhattan. And I think that's what we need to do, is stay focused on the goal and help everybody that needs help, including our individual citizens, their families, their children, and our businesses, be successful and pull them through this this pandemic. So we have to take some draconian measures at this time.
I know last year during the flood event here locally, you guys were meeting daily with the emergency management and others. I'm assuming that's happening on a daily level now with the local health department.
It's not daily, although I know there are the emergency management group has regular contact on a daily basis, and then we have a couple times a week meetings with a larger group. That's all being done via Zoom. So, yes, in some ways that level of it's similar type of activity, although different subject, obviously.
Yeah. Well, I know we could talk about this all day, but we do have some business to get to here in the meeting tonight. So we'll shift to that for now. Of course, if anybody has any questions, again, email those to studio@1350kman.com. On the agenda tonight here, the general agenda, we'll start with item A, and that is the first reading of an ordinance for rezoning 1018 and 1026 Points Avenue to allow for a new restaurant. and I'll let you take that away.
Sure. This is a request by the owners of the property. There's a couple of different buildings there. One has been an office building that they would like to convert to a catering shop, and then the gas station to transform it into a restaurant and cafe. As I understand it, the process would be to do the catering facility first and then transition to the improvements to transform the previous gas station into a restaurant and cafe that also would serve as adult beverages. This is a planned unit development request for rezoning. The current zoning has a commercial classification, and asking for it to be rezoned to planned unit development. This has been to the planning board already, and that staff and the planning board do recommend approval for this transition and change of business along the Points Corridor.
Okay, and so is this right near the intersection then of 10th and Points?
Yes, so it's 11th at Points, and it's at the northeast corner of that intersection. So basically right across to the east of Johnny Cobb statue.
It's a great location. We'll see. I think this should be a good addition, and hopefully like I said, it's at a prime location where you have people that are going to the park and people even within the city, city hall and all, that can just walk somewhere and get some good food and beverages. So we'll see what happens with the proposal as well.
Do we know, is this like an independent operation? Is it a franchise-type deal, or is that not for public knowledge just yet?
No, the property owner is Phyllis Keith. And it is a private operation.
Okay. And so that'll be
a catering business that includes the bakery, and then the conversion of the automotive services station to be renovated as a restaurant and cafe with a drinking establishment and a small retail space.
There used to be Morningstar located in that area, and they've relocated, I believe, to what is the district called where Old Navy and all of those are now the North. So I think they've relocated there, and they were going to have a grand opening on March 20th, but I'm sure that's been canceled. But for individuals that used to go to Morningstar, it has relocated.
All right, so that is a first reading here tonight, so that'll come back again at a future meeting, and then if it's approved, then they'll get to move along. When do they anticipate construction there?
I'm not sure on that one, although I do know that their plan is to work first to develop the catering business and bakery. And I do think they also plan to provide for some class work there as well, some instructional type stuff. And then after they've had that available to start the conversion of the services building.
Okay. Well, so that is the first item up on the agenda here tonight. Again, that is recommended by the Manhattan Urban Area Planning Board for approval. Why don't we take a break? We'll come back and we'll talk about item B after the break. We're talking here today with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Yusha Reddy on News Radio KMAN.